Radio Properties of the Omega-Massa Galaxy IIZW096, by Hongwu et al. Based on the two epochs EVN archive data from online observations of IIZW096, we confirm that the high-resolution O emission in this source mainly comes from two spots, OH1 and OH2, of Comp D1 of this merging system. We found no significant variations in the O-line emission. The 01665 MHz line emission is detected at about 6 sigma level in the OH1 region by combining two epoch EVN observations. We found that the Comp D1 shows the brightest CO, HCO plus line emission, as well as multiband radio continuum emission. The environment around D1 shows no clear velocity structure associated with circular motions, making it different from most other ohms in the literature, which might have been caused by an effect during the merger stage. Meanwhile, we found that the CO emission shows three velocity structures around D1, including the central broad FWHM region, the double peak region where the CO line profile shows two separated peaks, and the region of the high velocity clouds where the CO line peaks at a high velocity, approximately 11,000. In absorption also show high velocity clouds around the D1 region, which might be due to inflows caused by the merging of two or more galaxy components. Based on the high-resolution K-band VLA and L-band VLBA observations of the radio continuum emission, we derived the brightness temperature in the range 10 to the power of 5K to 10 to the power of 6K, which is consistent with other starburst-dominant ohm sources in the literature. The multiband VLA observations show that the radio continuum emission of Comp D might also have contributions from free-free emission, besides synchrotron emission. As a consequence, these results support a starburst origin for the ohms, without the presence of an AGN. This was Radio Properties of the Omega-Massa Galaxy IIZW096, by Hongwu et al.